Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabert, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Transition. None on earth unmoved can
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Yes, Lord. Yes, good morning, Heavenly Father. Welcome, Holy Spirit, to rule and reign another awesome Sunday morning. And yes, we will hold on to your unchanging hand. Your right hand is holding us all up, and we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father God. We come to say thank you for waking us up this morning. We come to bless your name today, Father God. We welcome you in our homes and our services on today. Have your way today, Lord God. From the pulpit to the back door, hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Oh, we come to hold on to you, Lord. We come to hold on to you, Lord. We come to lean on you and not to our own understanding today, Lord. We say, have your way this awesome Sunday morning, Lord God. And we say, thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father God. We thank you how you kept us as we slept and slumber on last night. We say thank you. We didn't get a 911 call. We say thank you. Our loved ones still in the land of living, we say thank you. Oh, we come to hold on to you, Lord. We come to hold on, hallelujah, to the Lamb of God. Because this is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father God. Your word says, you be lifted up. You will draw all men unto you. So, Father, we thank you for your drawing power, your wonder-working power. Moving in this hour, may you be continuously glorified. We're going to hold on, hallelujah, to the Lamb of God. We're going to cast all our care upon you because you care for us, Lord God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we just come to bless your name today, Lord God. We come to magnify your name today, Lord God. And we say thank you for all our children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren today, Father God. We thank you for being a fence around them, Lord God. Place the right people in their path, Father God. They will draw them to you, Lord God, and not snatching from you, Father God. Have your way today, Father God. Have your way, Lord God. And we say thank you. We lift up the visionary of this line, Father God. Continue to bless him as he go out to your people, Father God. All over the land, near and far, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Continue to keep your arms around the Matthews family, Father God, for Mom and Dad Matthews, Father God. Cover and keep them all, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Keep your arms around Mother Allen, Father God. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father God. Because without you, Father, we are nothing. Without you, we can do nothing. But with you, we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. So, Father God, we just come and cast all our care upon you today, the cares of the world on you today, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father God. We thank you that you're married to the backsliders on today. Slide them back to you by your Holy Spirit, Father God. Have your way, Lord God. We plead the blood of Jesus over every gas station today, Father God. Near and far, Father God. Keep them safe from all harm and danger in the gas station, Father God. And we say thank you. Expose and reveal the shooters, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, pull the cover back off the shooters, Lord God. Shooting up in gas station, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we lift up the shooters' parents to you today, God. Cover them, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. They need a touch from you as well, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. So we ask you to have your way today, Father God. We lift up the first responders to you today and their families, Father God. Have your way in their lives today, Father God. Order their footsteps, lead and direct them in truth today, Father God. The firefighters, as they go out and fight fires on today, Father God, cover and keep them, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we just bless your name today, Lord God. Because we're going to hold on to your unchanging hand. In the midst of storms, we're going to hold on. In the midst of trials and tribulations, we're going to hold on. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We will lean not to our own understanding, but we're going to hold on to you, Lord God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We lift up all the people that shut in on today. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we ask you to bless, Lord God. Do a Shonda, Lord God. Do a turnaround in your lives today, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Stop by the nursing homes on today. have your way in the nursing homes on today. Let them hold on to your unchanging hand. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Oh, we just come to bless your name today, Father. We just come to magnify your name today. The name above all names, the name above cancer. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. The name above hypertension, MS, in the mighty name of Jesus. Have your way, Lord God. Deliver and set free, Lord God. Cover all the penitentiaries today, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Cover all the county jails in every city and every state. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we just bless your name for doing it right now. We want to shine for the homeless right now, God. We want to turn around for the homeless so you get all the glory, Father God. Because we touch not your glory. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we thank that we was able to rise and shine today. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we just bless your name today for great things. We plead the blood of Jesus over all means of transportation today, Father God. From the airplanes, the train, the buses, and cars, Father God. We plead the blood. We plead the healing blood, the delivering blood, in the mighty name of Jesus. We plead the blood over pedestrians as they go to and from, Lord God. That they are blessed going out, they are blessed coming in, they're the head and not the tail, they're above and not beneath, and we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father God, for Deuteronomy 28 blessings today, Lord God. We just come to bless your holy name today, Lord God. We want to stay on the blessed list, not the cursed list. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Oh, we just come to give you all the praise and give you the glory, Father. We just say thank you for being our Father. Thank you for loving us when we didn't love ourselves. We say thank you. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord God. We lift up a Reed families all over the land today, known and unknown today, Father God. Comfort them. Keep them in the mighty name of Jesus. Keep Miss Sarah, the loss of her husband, Father God. Cover and keep her and give her peace, Lord God. Walk with her, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lift up Deborah and the loss of her husband, Father God. Cover Deborah and her family, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just come to bless your name today. We come to magnify your name today, Lord God. We come to lift you up, hallelujah, to the Lamb of God. And we just say thank you. Thank you for breakthroughs, 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 and not a breakdown. We thank that we are better and not better. We are the victor, no longer the victim. We say thank you. And we come to bless your name this Sunday morning, Lord God. We come to love on you this morning, Lord God. Because you first loved us. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Because you gave up your only begotten Son so we can live and have our being. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. So have your way this Sunday morning on this line. Heal and deliver and set free today, Father God. In the precious name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, amen, and hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We're going to hold on. We're going to hold on to your unchanging hand. We're going to hold on to Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Oh, Father, surely, surely you are worthy. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah to the Lamb of the living God. Hallelujah. For surely he was slain before the foundation of the world. And he gave us the ability to worship him and to magnify him. It was not based on how we feel. It's not based on what we're going through. He created us to worship him, and we are to worship him. We are to worship him, for surely he is worthy. Surely he is worthy. Surely he is worthy. He is worthy. Surely he is worthy. And Father, we adore your name in this hour. We worship you. We lift you up. We extol you. The very breath that we breathe and time belongs to you. The very essence of who we are belongs to you. And when we as your people have said that we submit unto you, when we relinquish who we are, that you may take your place inside of us as you originally created us to do, we thank you, Father. We thank you. We thank you even in this hour. We worship you and we magnify you. We extol you. Father, this is the hour you are calling. You are employing each one to come. Come, 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 come. It is your call in this hour to come. Come. You say turn from the things that have kept us bound. Turn. Turn from the things that kept us in a place where we could not see who you are. You said come. Father, we thank you even in this hour because you said the fervent, effectual prayer of a righteous man avails much. Father, you said in your word to seek ye first the kingdom of heaven. It is your word, Father, and only your word shall prevail. It shall never return unto you void. Father, it is your desire that each one that you have created to look to you, and you are the source. You are the source. And Father God, we give your name all the glory. We honor you and we magnify you. We extol you in this hour. We thank you even now. As we look to you, Father, as we look to you, as you are, Lord God, the very honey that drips from the honeycomb, you are the one that we look to. Father, you said in your word, it is your desire. You said, if my people that are called by my name, you said your people, Father, if we that have been in a place that is twisted, a place that we thought that we can stay in a middle zone, but you said not so, that we have to choose who we will serve. There is a selection. Father, you said to make our calling and election sure, because it is you, Father. And Father, even so, you weep because you know how you created us. You know how you formed us. You know how you took us from the dust of the ground and you blew into us. There is not one of us that would ever be in a place where we have an excuse of such a great salvation, that even before the fall became, you had already lined up your son to come, and the restoration was made for us. Because you said even before the foundation of the world, your son was and is. And therefore, each one of us have an opportunity, even when the bowels of darkness would attempt to come upon any one of us at any time. You have given us you, because you said you made us in your image and after your likeness. You gave us the ability to move in the place of time with your authority in our mouth. It is up to us to bring before you so that it may be burned, Father, that of curious thoughts, that of ways and thoughts, mindsets,
that we have utilized, and yet we did not realize the Father of light watch everything, and yet the love that he has still will bring us to the place that he will completely heal, deliver, and set free if only we would come before him. If we would lay upon the altar that he has created for us, because he said at the point when his son had given up the ghost and he had gone down into the place of the heart of the earth to speak to those that was in a spirit prison and minister to them that which they did not physically have an opportunity to see. My Father, we thank you even now that once he sat at the right hand of you, once everything was restored, the very veil was rent in two, giving us the ability to go into the place, because the very high priest could no longer be in the earth, but he himself, the Lord of glory, who sits at the right of the Father, he is the one that makes intercession for us. And therefore, we have the ability to go to him. And Father, we thank you in this hour that you are giving us the opportunity to cry out. We're crying out for the souls of men, to those who have been entangled and in bondage to the things of the world system, but you're giving us the opportunity before any one of us give up the ghost. You've given us the opportunity, Lord, my Father, to turn from anything and everything that is contrary to the kingdom of the living God, that there be no, that we would understand clearly there is no demilitarized zone. There is no gray zone. We are either on the Lord's side or we're not. Father, we pray in this hour for the souls of men. We pray even now, Lord God, for those whose hearts have been broken, those whose hearts have been severed due to things and situations and circumstances, Lord God, that, Lord, some things were in their control and some things were out of their control. But you said in your word, think it not strange, the fiery trials that we go through, my Father, as if it is some strange thing, because it's not a strange thing. It's not even new. It is only new to the ones who are experiencing it, because they have not experienced it before. So, Father God, we send your word, because you gave us the authority to send the word. And we send the word first of all to heal on the inside, the inward portions of ourselves that we thought could not be set free. But the being set free was already done. All we have to do is accept what he has done. And we thank you even now, Father, for those who grieve for loved ones who are now gone. But the gone is not as we suppose. For, Father, they're only asleep to those who fall asleep in you. Father, we thank you even now. Look at the word is being ministered to the internal portions. Oh, my Father, that the things that are not of you may be dropped off of those who are still living in time before that particular portion of the time is gone. We cry out in this hour, if there be anything inside of us that is contrary to your nature, Father, we bring it before your altar that it may be burned up. For you said that we are to seek that type of fire, the fire that will bring us, Lord, my Father, that we may go through that which will bring us as pure gold. It is the fire that cleanses, the fire that purges, the fire that purifies, the fire that sanctifies. It is that only which you can do. And therefore, we in and of ourselves, my Father, can take no glory, because that glory only belongs to you. And you have given it to your Son,
because you said all power in heaven and earth has been given unto him. And even as he said, I only speak what I hear my Father saying, we are to echo the saying, we only will say what we hear the Lord Yeshua HaMashiach saying. My Father, we thank you even now, Lord, as you're going into the very inner structures of who we are. And we thank you for the self-same sword that we go against the enemy with. We take that self-same sword and we turn it inward. And we annihilate anything inside of us that is contrary to the kingdom of the living God. It does not matter what it is. If it is fornication, we annihilate it. If it is a masturbation, annihilate it. It is a thinking that is evil, we annihilate it. If it is a harshness that we have treated others, Father, we take the very sword of the Spirit and we annihilate it. We pluck it up, root it out, and cut it off. We take authority now over the forces of darkness because you gave us that ability. And therefore, we go into the place of the sea, the same sea that you wrote according to Psalms 8, that you will show us the path of the sea, the same sea that John saw when he saw a beast come up out of the sea. And he gave the revelation because you gave it unto him that the sea represented the nations, the multitudes, the people, and the tongues. My Father God, you are the same Father that will reveal unto us the path of the sea, that we may go into the realm of the Spirit down in the sea and annihilate the forces of darkness that unravel themselves, oh my Father, as the Zeus, as the Sirene, that will come in the shape and the form of that to come and seduce, beguile, manipulate, control, to try to destroy that of the people, the living God. But we go into that place, into that region of the sea, and we take the sword of the Spirit with us, and we annihilate every force of darkness that's been assigned against our sisters and brothers. We come against the works of darkness, the shroud of wickedness and deception, that which caused us, oh my Father God, to leave the place of your sanctity, the place, Lord God, of the intimacy. Father, that which caused us, oh God, to go after that which could only please the flesh temporarily, instead of going after that which moth and rust could not get to. My Father God, we pray in this hour because we know that your word is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We know that your words say that you will give us the power to get wealth, but that is supposed to be yielded to the Spirit of the living God, that everything we do will be led by his Spirit and not by that which carnality wants to take control over, but we submit. Because your word said that we ought to submit, and then we are able to resist the devil and he will flee from us. So the sounds of the horns of the beast of the book of Revelation, the Father will show us because he wants us to stand with a boldness in this hour against that which is never the Father, that we will deal with that which will be in the middle ground, that we will not tolerate that which is not of the Father in any source. My Father God, we take authority now, no matter where it comes from, that we would annihilate that which comes against our brothers and sisters, no matter what high place they may sit in or the lowest place that they may sit in, because we know this one thing, that we are supposed to fight for one another. You said that we are to pray for one another that we ourselves may be healed. My Father God, those that hurt others, Lord God, because of things they said and done and expectations others had when the expectations should have only been from you. Because we know, Father, human flesh can fail. But where human flesh fail, your word never. Because your word prevails. It is the same Lord God Almighty. My Father God, we pray in this hour, those who think that they cannot make it through, those who have stood in a place where they was about to jump and say, I cannot take this any longer, but we go on the inside and we annihilate the matriculation of the thoughts of the spirit of wickedness that have stapled itself to the cells of their brain. Some biochemical imbalances, but you said in your word that we're able to speak. And because we're able to speak your word and send it, we send it even in the tissues of the brain that have been manipulated by chemical processes or things that was brought inside of the body that caused a transition to take place. But we speak to that transmitter that was sent inside of them by a pharmaceutical industry. And we speak right now and we command the forces of darkness that was assigned against our brethren to leave their body and every dark entity with it. My Father God, we speak right now to the pons. We speak to the medulla oblongata, where forces of darkness have gathered together to send curses against them, where men will only see that which the forces of darkness has sent inside of their brain to see. But we uprooted with the sword of the spirit. We raise up the forces of darkness. We pluck it up, root it out, and we cut it off according to Jeremiah chapter 1. My Father God, we pray in this hour, Lord God, for leaders and laymen alike, because each one of us needs you in this hour, because there are those that are falling, oh God. They are falling, Lord God, from the highest echelon. They are falling, Lord God, from the lowest place. But Father God, we pray in this hour because you told us, oh Father, that a threefold cord is not easily broken. So we join with the brothers and the sisters around the globe that will stand in a place, Lord God, that we will pray for one another. And we go into the place where the enemy has sent that of a bird of prey. It is a fowl that the Father mentions in Genesis 1 and 26. My Father God, that satanic deity that will formulate itself of that which the enemy will tell it to transform into. My Father God, will we stand with a boldness against the forces of darkness that will come and twist the minds and the very internal core of the people of the living God, but we stand with a boldness in this hour and we command the bat that's spewing out of vomit that some think is from the throne room of God, but it's a lying wonder. We decree and declare that it is destroyed. That's been assigned against our brothers and sisters. We decree and declare that no weapon formed against them shall prosper, and we refute the tongue of the enemy. Because our enemy is not one another, but our enemy is, as the Father has already told us, principalities. So we call forth the mighty armies of the living God to go into the regions and the territories where our brothers and sisters are residing to deal with the principalities over those regions and those territories. And we take authority, you lions. Spirit that have come in the night to torment my brothers and sisters, but I decree and declare that the very warring angels are going in to those regions and territories, and they're going into the place, and they're backing up to the point of the hour in which they were tormented, and now the tormentor is being tormented by the word of God. So, Father God, you said in your word, we're able to speak those things that be not as though they were, and by faith all things are possible. So we decree and declare the very angels of the living God is going inside, and it is going to the place where the very mind was moved into a place where the forces of darkness tried to torment the mind, but we decree and declare that the tormentor is tormented even now. We decree and declare as we are treading upon serpents and scorpions, we will not lift our feet up. And when the Father say move into a place where we are trampling on the young lion and the dragon, trample until the Father say cease. My Father God, we thank you even now that your word said, Lord God, that when the enemy has laid a trap and a snare for us, that the enemy will fall in his own trap. We're talking about spiritual entities, but we fight for our sisters and brothers, and we will not lift my Father God, that sounding of the trumpet to prayer, because the Father gave us instructions according to Ezekiel 33:3. He was specific when he told us, when you place a watchman in a certain place to watch and they see a sword coming, would we not warn the people? So the sound of the trumpet has been sounded, that the enemy, so that they can, as the word of God has said, according to Isaiah 14, and he's also said it according to the book of Revelation chapter 12, that the enemy will come down unto us because he hates us, because he hates those that love the Lord God Almighty. He showed us that it is for us to stand in this hour to battle against the forces of darkness. But before we battle anything, we go before the Lord of glory and we worship him and we magnify him and we extol him and we exalt his name and we glorify his name, because he told us to do so according to Psalms 149, that we are to go into a place of worship, and after being in a place of worship, we are to dance before the Lord of glory, and the very word of the living God will form in our mouth, because it forms a sword in our hand, and we are able to chain every king. We're talking about principalities in the name of Yeshua, and we are able to take the nobles and place them in fetters of iron. And therefore, we decree and declare in this hour that we stand as a mighty military army on behalf and under the lordship of our Lord Yeshua, our Mashiach, to go into the enemy's camp, and we will take back what the enemy stole. He stole some integrity. He stole some the ability to think. He stole some the ability to walk uprightly. But we decree and declare that it is given back. For the Father said, if the good man had known at which hour the thief would come, surely we would not have suffered the thief to come in and take that which belongs to us. But we take authority now over every secret society, and we pull down the ancient wonders that is Samasu, that was sent to deceive our brethren. But I go into the realm of the spirit in the now, in the name of Yeshua, and I pull down that which is unraveled around the mind of my sisters and brothers, and I decree and declare that they are free to serve the Lord thy God in the fullness thereof, because each one of us must give an account, and the account is not what we think it is, but the account is what the Father told us to do. My Father God, I pray in this hour, my Father, that you will continue to strengthen us, Lord God, and cause us to be steadfast and unmovable. Oh, my Father God, we give your name the glory. My Father God, we lift up before your Lord God throne of grace those who are grieving lost loved ones. My Father, you said in your word, Lord, we may weep for a night. Oh, my Father, it was not continuous, because you said joy comes in the morning. And therefore, we stand, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua, knowing, Lord God, that a, Lord God, a portion of that which you have given us in time, Lord God, a rejoicing shall surely come. But, Lord God, as for now, we send, Lord God, the word, Lord God, that the very presence of your nature would wrap around the family, oh God, of those who have lost loved ones. Oh, my Father, my Father, my Father, my Father, my Father. And we pray, Lord God, not for the one that is gone, but we pray for the ones that are here. If you do not know the Lord of glory, even in the self same hour, the opportunity now, the opportunity now, do not wait. Now is the time. Today is the day
of your visitation. This is the hour that we are to turn and come unto him. This is the hour that we are to, Lord God, throw down everything. It does not matter, oh God, because all that we have, we cannot bring any of it with us, oh God. Oh, Father, Father, because there are rooms that you create for us, and it's not made in a manner of anything that is in time that was created for us, Lord God, to take authority in this place, but that which you will create for us, Lord God, is outside of this. It is in the new heaven, in the new earth, my Father God, and therefore we stand with a boldness. In this hour, we cry out, my Father, we cry out in this hour, my Father, that there is a weeping, and not a weeping and a gnashing of teeth, but a weeping and turning back unto you, a weeping and seeking your face, a weeping at the altar, desiring only you, my Father. We thank you even now, we give your name the glory. Father God, I honor you, and I take not one for granted. Not one do I take for granted, because it could very well be me. So, Father God, I pray in this hour against every force of darkness that comes from any region, any territory, that comes from any God that is contrary, anything that is contrary to the kingdom of our God. We stand boldly against it. We decree and declare that the very of the book of the 91st Psalm, that forces us around us. We thank you even now. We give your name forever the glory. Father, we pray strength of those who think, Lord God, that there is no hope. But we, oh Father, in the name of Yeshua, we don't live as if we do not have hope, because yes, we do have hope, and the hope is only in you, my Father God. Father God, I thank you even now and give your name the glory. Forever I will worship you. Forever I will extol you. Forever I will exalt your name. My Father God, we give you and you alone the glory. We're not taking for granted, Lord, that we give honor where honor is due, my Father God. But even in that, Lord God, we stay in a place of pure humility. Yeah, my Father God, I pray in this hour, oh God, as your word is going out across the land, your word is calling those to come, 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 because we do not even know if the next hour we will be here. Actually, we don't even know if the next second. Oh, my Father God, so even in the now, right now, you've given us to glorify you, to come back to you, and for those that don't know you, as this word is getting to you, we cry that if you did not know him, I'm telling you of a man, my soul today, that they say, can anything good come out of Nazareth? I want you to look that up, because there is one that is named Yeshua, a Mashiach, and a Mashiach is the anointed office that he walked in. There is a man, and that man came for you. That man came for me. That man came for the entire world. He came for us. And therefore, Lord God, we cry out in this hour for the souls of men, and we worship you and adore you forever. God, we forever give you the glory. God, we forever worship you and extol you forever, my Father. Forever, my Father, we extol your name. Hallelujah.
Never be more loved than I am right now. Wasn't holding you up, so there's nothing I can do to let you down. It doesn't take a trophy to make you cry. I'll never be more loved than I am right now. Ooh.
But I won't go down. I hear your voice carried in the wind. Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.WeRestoreYou.org. That's WeRestoreU.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
God bless you and top of the day to you. I welcome you today to another prophetic experience teaching time where the word of the Lord comes alive. I am prophet and teacher, Laron Matthews, and I welcome each and every one of you all for joining us on this day from wherever you are around the world. I welcome you and bless the Lord for you joining us on this day, and certainly we honor the Lord for all that he is doing for the world and for his people on today. And we give God praise, we give him glory, and we give him honor for his mighty hand and his mighty works on the lives of God's people. I'm telling you, this will be a blessed morning for many of us as we're transitioning. The transition is on. We're watching, viewing, and seeing so many things that are happening right around us, right around our faith. We're watching right before our eyes, right before our life. We're watching the things that are coming to pass that have been spoken, decreed, and declared even now. We're watching and seeing it come to pass. And the power of God's hand manifesting right around us. So there's nothing being hidden. Everything is being revealed. The enemy's hand is being exposed and exceeding. So we have to brace ourselves for what God has revealed to us right now. And I'm telling you, he's doing mighty things right now. In the earth realm, and I'm telling you, it's a powerful thing what God is doing for his people now in the land. So say to God, brace yourself for what the Lord is showing us and what the Lord is revealing to the lives of his people. It's a powerful time. Let's go before the Lord in prayer, and we're going to be sharing some things that are powerful that we've been talking about over the last several months that you're seeing and you're watching and you're knowing that it's here. Basically, the word, it's right before us in the earth realm now. So we'll be thanking God for what God is revealing prophetically to the lives of the people. I thank God for the intercessors. Once again, intercessory people, we bless the Lord for you and you for being in post and in position for God to reveal those things to you. We're thanking God for you, woman of God, intercessor, and man of God, intercessor. I'm telling you, saints of God, it's all, we're watching it unveil. That's why the warfare is so great and the battle is so great around us, because of what God is doing and the Lord is revealing at this very moment in the land and in the earth realm. Those that are following via social media, that please, if you be so kind to share with others, invite them to come so that they can be blessed and receive the word of God on today. Please share. God bless you on today. For those who are joining us, you can share it from my page. You can share it from Administrator Rita Bryan page. But surely be so kind to share. This is a powerful day and a powerful word from the Lord. While you're coming on in, please, once again, share with others that they may be blessed. You don't want nobody to be left out of the word of the Lord God. Pray with me if you would. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you on this day. Father, we honor you and we glorify and we magnify your name. Father, we release the word of the Lord God that the danger in the land that wants to take out the people, God, would be overruled by your power, your plan, and your glory. Father, we thank you right now because Jeremiah 33 and 3 said, if we call upon your name, you will answer us, and then you will show us great and mighty things which thou knowest not. We bind up the spirit of confusion that had been launched against so many lives of God's people, and we overrule the mind of the hand of the enemy that's trying to destroy the vision, purpose, and mandate for God's people. And we give you praise, glory, and honor, and it is so in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen and amen. All right. Blessing God for people of God. Once again, those of you, please share with others that they may be blessed and that they may receive what God has for them on this day. Saints of God, thank you, Lord, for the mighty hand of God being presented for his people. We want you to know exactly what is happening this very moment in the land and this very time concerning God's people all over the world. If you've been following me, we've been sharing from the book of Daniel, the book of Daniel, chapter number 1, 2, and 3. Actually, we've been teaching from the entire book of Daniel, so therefore, everything that you're hearing from Daniel is explosive right now. But I want to deal with something that is very powerful in the book of Daniel, chapter 10. Daniel, chapter 10, and you're going to know that it's very important what I'm sharing today as we move swiftly into the new month and what is happening right now. These things are happening right now. They're happening right now. And many of us in the midnight hour after 12 midnight, many of you between 12, actually you can start at 11 o'clock probably to about 4 o'clock a.m. in the midnight hour, there's so many people that are dealing with frustration. They're wondering what's going on in that time. You're gonna understand even the more what you're dealing with in that time cycle of the hour of the day and what is happening around you. And you don't want to be lost concerning what's being revealed and what we're about to see and experience to the highest level of our life. So brace yourself, buckle your seatbelt up. We're going to go right into that. Daniel chapter 10. Now, Daniel, in this particular chapter 10, Daniel sees the heavenly messenger. And I'm going to read through that quickly, and we're going to talk about what to expect in this month. And now, I want everybody to know, I want you to take due notes to this. We are in the governmental showdown. It's a governmental showdown. And we're going to talk about the Pope today. We're going to talk about the president today, and we're going to talk about the royal family. Now, I want everybody to listen to this real, real clearly and carefully. It's the governmental showdown. Let's read the word of the Lord God. In the third year, this is Daniel chapter 10, in the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a thing was revealed unto Daniel, whose name was called Belshazzar. And the thing was true. The thing was true, but the time appointed was long, and he had understanding of the thing and had understanding of the vision. Now, when you read Daniel chapter 10 or the book of Daniel, you must understand that this book of Daniel will give you a historical account of a faithful Jews, the faithful Jews who live in captivity. During this time in captivity, and to show the power and authority and the control of God and his force of nature and the destiny of a nation and the important care of God for his people and specific detail of how each chapter of the book of Daniel opens us up to understand how Daniel was able to carefully survive, work, and would impact the Neo-Persian systems of the world and the ancient Babylonian system. His impact, his influence that he had as a prophet in those realms. First, he served under Nebuchadnezzar, and then he served under Nebuchadnezzar's son, Belshazzar, and he served under Cyrus, and he was served under Darius, or Darius and Cyrus. He served under those ancient deities, kings, but he influenced them and changed their hearts during that time. So Daniel was raised up during a time where there was a transition of power that was given from Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, unto Jerusalem, into the hand. He besieged it from King Jehoiakim. Because of his rebellion, he came into power. Now, let's move right into Daniel chapter 10. Now, I want everybody to listen to this very carefully and mark this month. As a matter of fact, mark the month of August. Now, we're exiting out of this month historically on target with the showdown, and we're revealing what's getting ready to manifest in the month of August, September, or the succession of what you're getting ready to see that's getting ready to befall the earth realm. The highest levels, there's an exiting out and there's an entering in. Now follow me, Daniel chapter number 10, verses 1. In the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a thing was revealed unto Daniel, whose name was called Belshazzar, and the things were true, but the time appointed was long. And he understood the thing, and he had understanding of the vision. In those days, I, Daniel, was praying or was mourning 3-4 weeks and ate no pleasant food, neither was flesh nor wine in my mouth, neither did I anoint myself at all till the whole 21 days was fulfilled. I'm just going right through it. Fulfilled. And in the 4th and 21st day of the month, if you turn that around, you mean the 1st and 21st day. So 4th and 24th day, that means the first month and the 24th day. Neither did I anoint myself. And in the 4th and 20th day of the month, as I was by the side of the great river, which is Hiddeko, then I lifted up my eyes and looked, and behold, a certain man clothed in linen, whose loin was girded with fine gold of upas, his body also like the beryl, and his face as the appearance of lightning, and his eyes like the lamps of fire, and his arms and his feet like the color of polished brass, and the voice of his words like the voice of a multitude. And I, Daniel, was alone and saw the vision. What was he? Alone, and he saw the vision. For the men that were with me saw not the vision, but a great quakening fell upon them, for they fled and hid themselves. Therefore, the vision he saw became a bigger vision. We had to know that what we were dealing with, we were experiencing those who were around us in the shaking, leaving. In the middle of the shaking, they were moving and leaving. Now we're seeing a greater vision being manifest in the earth realm from God's prophetic people. God is revealing to us even now greater vision and greater purpose that we will see and know. Those who were with us, the quakening came. There has been a shaking, and that's okay for the shaking because they hid themselves, and Daniel sees a greater vision and clear vision from the Lord. Amen. Let's move on. And therefore, I was left alone and saw the great vision. Therefore, remained no strength in me, for my comeliness was turned to corruption and retaining no strength. Yet, I heard the voice of the Lord. What did he do? He was still able to hear God in spite of the critical battles, the warfare, the lies, the deception, the manipulation, the power struggle, all of the above. He was still able to hold on vision and be able to hear from God in spite of all that was spoken, all that was done, and all that was put in position. Daniel said, yes, I still heard the voice of the Lord through all of that. Now, let me read on down. Yet I heard the voice of his words, and when I heard the voice of his words, then I was in a deep sleep upon my face and toward the ground. Now, and behold, a hand touched me, which set me upon my knees and upon my palm of my hand, and he said unto me, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak. Now, listen to this, people of God. Understand the words that I speak. Understand the words that I speak. That I speak unto you, stand upon thy hand. For unto thee now I am sent. And when he had spoken this word unto me, I stood upon my feet trembling. Then he said unto me, fear not. Told you, fear has an ear, F-E-A-R, fear has an ear. Fear not. For the first day that thou didst set thy heart to understand and chasten thyself before God, thy words were heard, and I come for thy word. The governmental showdown in the land, and every word that we have been speaking, teaching, telling the people of God, the Lord has came for our word. Now, here's what he said. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood us 21 days, 1 in 20 days. Below Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help us, and I remained there with the king of Persia. Now I have come to make thee. Now, you can underline verse 14 because this is very important for many of us to understand what is getting ready to manifest itself. What is getting ready to manifest itself now. Now I come to make thee understand what shall befall the people in what the latter day, for the vision is yet for many days. I come to reveal to you what's getting ready to manifest itself. Now, many of you, while you were battling and warring with many things around the nation and watching the narrative, so many of you were dealing with stresses and pressures of your job, family battles, a friendly fire among us, the warfare. They just revealed that the Prince Charles took 1 million pounds from Bin Laden's brother, over 1 million pounds from Bin Laden's brother in 2013. It's been revealed. Now, he wants to be king on the throne. Now, you're watching what's going on. It's the governmental exposing, and all of his colleagues, everybody in the royal family warned him to not do it. He did it anyway. It's a major conflict. It's a showdown getting ready to happen, and that's why right now we're dealing with all of those distractions. Do you notice what happened? What happened? You already know that the prime minister resigned because they couldn't keep it hid anymore. As soon as he resigned, what happened? They exposed the Charles, who's supposed to be the next sitting person on the throne. It's all coming out. It's a governmental showdown. That's why the premier, which is prime minister, stepped down. He stepped down because all of what's getting ready to come out of the royal family that I told you, you're watching it now come to pass. Nothing is being hid. Nothing is being hid. It's all coming to the surface. It's coming to the surface, and you watch it. Now, Daniel, what did they say to Daniel? Daniel, we come for your word. Why? We come to let you know what's going to befall the people in the latter day. It's coming alive. You ain't seen nothing yet. What happened in Italian? And the Italian president, what did he do? The Italian prime minister, premier, what did he do? Resign. Here's what the Pope said, the incoming Pope, after he leaves Canada. He said he might as well resign. He might as well leave. It's in the paper. The Pope. The Pope right now. I told you all of this stuff has happened. The Pope says these words, I quote, I might as well leave. See, I'm telling you, this is all of these things are manifesting itself. If you go into Pope Francis said he may need, listen to this, Pope Francis said he may need to consider stepping aside following his trip to Canada. That's the Pope. He said, I need to step aside. Why? Everybody know that high position, everybody know it's happening now. Nothing is being held back. You're watching the manifestation of what's happening in the land. God is revealing. See, when the prime minister of them country resigned, those high-ranking positions resigned. It's all in a manifested state. God is getting ready to reveal to us what's befalling the people in the latter day. We are in a governmental showdown, and the men and women of God who have been in position and who have held their position in the kingdom of God, you're watching the royal showdown, the Pope showdown. All of these positions are getting ready to be vacated. There, you're watching the explosive hand. Why? When you know when many prophets were prophesying, people were speaking, many of the people understood that there was a principality, power, ruler of darkness. And many of you start saying angelic reinforcement. That's why they were messing with the astrology, messing with the sun, the moon. Everything was coming into alignment. Why? Because the angelic presence in the earth web, warring against demonic principalities. And many people who were prophesying wrongly and missing dates and times, they've been exposed now because the enemy used them to sell you the narrative. Listen to this, to sell you the narrative of material things. I'm releasing to you what's getting ready to befall the nations around the world so that you can be prepared and in position for the promotion, but in position for the wealth showdown that's being loosed now to the people of God. God, people, you don't need to be ignorant concerning these devices and what's getting ready to manifest in the world and what's getting ready to manifest now. Daniel was revealing to the world what's getting ready to befall him. But prior to that, Daniel had to deal with his own colleagues and those who were around him in the shaking of this year, in the shaking in the showdown. Many people had to leave because they were in the way of what's going on. They were in the way. And when the shaking came, those who were with Daniel fled and hid themselves. And Daniel had what? He had the vision. He remained strong. But what was critical, he yet heard the voice of the Lord. You must still hear the voice of the Lord no matter what it looked like, no matter how, whatever the turn of events may be. You have to remain strong, steadfast in all of these events. Because we saw all through this month as we exit out, nothing changed. I mean, correction, things changed, but the prophetic word of God did not change because it was exposing all of the entities of what was going on in the world. Everything has been manifested itself. I can speak for me prophetically. All around me, there's a shaking. All the demonic spirits and principalities are moving, maneuvering. But I did not lose sight of sound, vision, purpose, and the mandate to reveal to God's people what's going on right now. He is using all these demonic spirits chanters, whispers, liars, deceivers, deceptors, manipulators. He's using all of those spirits to try to discombobulate your word. That's why Daniel says comeliness turned to corruption. Why? Because at that critical point, the breakthrough and the revealing, the enemy wants to come strongly against the mind of people and the mind of God's people to shift you out of your position and out of what God is doing for the people of God right now. Do not move from your place of where God is taking you now. Everything will look like, it would appear that everything is against you, but it is not. Everything is waging war. It is not. It's a governmental showdown. That's why from 2019 all the way to now, the government has been using every deceptive practice in their power to defeat and deceive the people of the world. And they've been doing it from the ancient noble birthing frequency and from the high-ranking communication, whether it's doing it through a weather condition, whether it's been doing it through population control, whether it's been doing it through the media, all of it. It's been revealed right now. It's been that God is exposing the very hand of the enemy. Now, we're going to talk about the president. Now, isn't it interesting? He told the people when he was president, you take the shot, the virus go away. He took the shot and the virus didn't go away. They gave him a second advance. Now what should happen? They said he got a second wave of the virus. It's twice he called the coronavirus. Why? Because God is revealing the lying spirit in the land. Oh, yes. I'm dealing with lying spirits. He's dealing with lying spirits. You're dealing with lying spirits because everything is coming alive, people of God. Oh, yes. The Vatican, the Pope, listen to this. He's getting ready to step aside. Look at that. Prince Charles, he's been exposed, taking money. All him, it's been exposed. Why? Because those prime minister, premiers of those countries stepped down. Everything is being revealed because they cannot hold it. They cannot keep holding those secrets in those vaults and in those regions and in those nations that were supposed to be whole, hell. So you know what? They stepped down because it's exposing the governmental showdown. And even for some of you all, they were trying to keep the information hid about the president having a second wave. Now, if you notice, when they talked about, they said he had cancer, then all of a sudden they focused on what? The virus. The virus. Listen to me. Men and women of God, don't be moved by all of the traps that are going on. In a time where the prophetic intelligence is being released in the land, prophetic intelligence is being released in the land. We are watching three major, and I told y'all it was going to happen this month, three major areas that was going to be revealed. The Vatican, the royal family, and keep your eye on the White House. There you go. We're exiting out of this month with a true understanding of what's happening. Those governmental people reside, those who are part of secret society in those government being exposed, and all of those who have mishandled the kingdom of God, they have no power and sources. Because you have to understand, these people are controlled by the ancient demonic principality and power who hold those dimensions up there, those angels, it's being revealed because they have no power to stop what God is doing and what God is revealing to the earth realm now, and who he's prepared to put in position as successors of all of those leadership and all of those demonic forces that have been in control. So I want you to understand, there's nothing, as we move, as we're maneuvering, people of God, into this new month, the eighth month, everything is being revealed and exposed, or exposure is here. So many of you who have been in intensified warfare and you literally wanted to quit and throw in the towel, and we're not talking about countless people who have committed suicide, you ain't seen nothing yet. Look at Chicago, the police department in Chicago, police officers committing suicide. Why? Because that suicide murdering spirit hits that region. It's heavy in that particular region. Saints of God, it's heavy in that region. And it's heavy in other regions too. You ain't seen nothing yet what's getting ready to come out of that region and that the Midwest region here of all of the power. And so many of you who are under extreme intense pressure and extreme intense warfare in this region is because that demonic death spirit, suicide spirit, have hit all of that region over here. And watching over in England, the demonic forces is being exposed. Chaos is over there. They ain't reporting it. Those over in Italy, over in the Jesuit order, those over in the Diaca clan over there, I'm telling you, people of God, you ain't seen nothing that yet of what's happening and being revealed. And only those who are in the presence, in the safety net of God's presence, you going to survive this. Only those are spiritual are going to survive this. Now, I'm not talking about people who took the shot, but ladies and gentlemen, people who have took the shot under pre-existing conditions, you're going to see many blood clots, because what the thing can do is clotted up the bloodstream. There's so much is happening. Congress already passed the bill, so that bill you can't sue or do anything. It's all coming down. Look at Dr. Fauci this month. Dr. Fauci already talked about he's leaving after Biden leaves. He might as well resign. Everybody, isn't it interesting? Everybody running now, they might as well cash out. All of them, all of the pharmaceutical people, they might as well cash out because of what's being revealed. And no one can do anything about it because during that time, Congress passed laws and rules. You can't sue them. You can't sue none of these industries. At all, period. It's an all points bulletin. That's why when I was talking, when I was sharing what was going on in 2020, every single person, if you go back to my blog and you go back to my Facebook page, I explained the entire year of 2020 to give you a wake-up call for 2021. And to reveal to you everything I'm doing in 2022 for 2023, which will reveal the 50-year period, all that they have done since 1973, from 1970 when they started the Roe versus Wade movement, and from the 60 movement to that time when they set in place the aborted motion and movement, when they ended it in this year in June, when they struck it down, Look at somebody and say, when they struck it down, we struck a gold mine. Telling you. I'm going to say this again. When they struck it down, we struck a gold mine. Because that ancient deity over the Pan goddess, see, you got to understand, the Pan goddess, if you study Pan, of the Pan goddess, many of you will know what were we dealing with when we dealt with the Pan goddess, the ancient spirit. That's one of the highest ranking. Listen to this. The Pan goddess, the pandemic, that highest ranking spirit that worked through the pharmaceutical industry, that's the highest ranking. Listen to me. If you study these ancient spirit of Nephilim, it's one of the highest ranking demonic spirit in the earth realm. Matter of fact, if I take prophetically and go into the spirit, it's the high ranking to create events. Because that demonic spirit has been set in motion. Billions of dollars come through that demonic spirit, that principality, that forest spirit. That's what I call it, that forest spirit. That level of power and that level of influence and that demonic spirit controls literally the world besides the Satan who deal with worship, taking the words and illegally shipping them around to the mind of the people. That's why any of you who are in any area in the medical field of mental health, and mental health doesn't only deal with the mental illness. Mental health cover a multiplicity of things. And you might as well prepare yourself for 2023. But we haven't finished of what's getting ready to manifest in this, exiting out of this month into the month of August. We're on target with what's being revealed. And the reason why we're on target with what's being revealed, people of God, is because many of us are under horrendous, listen to me, you are under horrendous warfare. The horrendous warfare. All of a sudden, now, if I broke this down to people, you wouldn't understand it. What's the next biggest thing they talk about? Monkeypox. Because guess what? They made a monkey out of a lot of these people. So they might well end with a pox called monkeypox. Because they made a monkey out of a lot of people. And a lot of people are going to be clowning. So we might as well call it the monkeypox. Because they made a monkey out of us, out of many of the people, not me, out of many of the people from 2019 to 2020 to 2021 to 2022. So they might as well give you the monkey pop. They might as well call it the monkey pop. And if you find out right now, they're already have the cure, which they had for decades, the cure for the AIDS virus. They already had it. A cure for it. There are all of these experimental things that is coming to the surface. All right, let me. I'm gonna end right here. They already. The Pope said this month he come from Canada after apologizing for all of the pervertedness and the rapes of these young boys that happened. They raped him. He's revealing it. Now, so he said, I might as well resign. That's the Pope. You can go Google it right now. He said it this month. Matter of fact, let me help you out. Let me tell you. So those who are following, those who just joined us. All right, let's go here. All right, let me take you here. The Pope, here's his word, reported the BBC. Francis provided an extent to his talk. I don't think I can keep traveling with the same rhythm. Now, you know what he said? He said rhythm. The Pope said rhythm. Same rhythm I used to at my age with the limitation. He talked about his knees. Now listen to this. Follow me. He says, I may need to consider stepping down. I told you all, keep your eyes on the Catholic Church. The Prime Minister of Italy resigned. The Pope stepping down. The Prime Minister Boris Johnson resigned of England. Look at what they exposed. Who's supposed to be next in power? $1 million in 2013. Why? Because from Bin Laden, brother, family. Now, all of these things told not to do it. Everything is coming to the surface. See, when the prime minister, premier, those states, countries step down, you know there's something, there's a showdown happening. Everything is coming to pass. And here's what will be unprecedented. If the Pope steps down, they already have one Pope that's still alive. They got him put away because of his Alzheimer's. He's still here. And then we will have Pope Francis step down, so it'll be two. So they will have to put in succession. Now, if you study what's going on in the Vatican, there is a black gentleman who's a powerful Catholic bishop, archbishop. He's supposed to be next in line. You can go Google that too. In place. Now, you have to understand what's happening and what's going on in the land. And all that is being revealed and exposed in the land right now of what's happening this very moment with the President of the United States. Could it be, listen to this, could it be this second wave that they say he have? Because if you read what it says in the news media, they said he was doing better. They let him do audio. He was doing Zoom. They said he was doing better. A second wave. Listen to the people, God. A second wave of the coronavirus hit the Pope. I mean, hit the President of the United States, Biden. Could it be that his memory is officially gone now? Could it be we're getting ready for a showdown in our government? Oh, y'all hearing it here. You're hearing it here. You're hearing it here. Because you have to remember what he said in 2021. He stated, if you go back to the record, and you can Google it, this vaccine is supposed to eliminate the coronavirus. If he had two shots, all of the things that people were lying about are being revealed. That's why all of us right now, everybody right now, you're dealing with a lying spirit around you right now. People are lying. Lying spirit has manifested itself, especially in the earth realm, in the United States, that lying spirit. So, don't be fooled by what you're seeing. Now, 2023, oh yeah, because you got to understand what calendar we are. You're on the Gregorian calendar. The Judaic calendar, in the next 30 days, the new year is here for the Judaic calendar, the Judaistic calendar. And you know why everything is accelerating right now? Because they know the revealing of the times. That's why everyone need a prophet in their life. Even though I'm dealing with all the Holocaust and Holocaust right now that's going on, I'm still teaching Pentecost all around me. And I'm not being moved by all of the things that are going on, even deceivers and manipulators. You have to understand what's happening this very moment in the atmosphere. And even in the United States Senate, what's going on in the Senate right now, I'm revealing to you the governmental thing. I'm revealing to you what you're watching right now and what's manifesting itself in this court of the world that's happening. It's unveiling itself, and especially the money system, the paper trail of all of those things coming to pass and happening. So when you wake, I better be careful when I say that, because the last time I said that, many of you know the last time I said this a number of times, but the previous four times that I said, you may wake up in the morning and hear what happened when I talked about the Supreme Court. Everybody knew what was revealed in the United States Supreme Court. When I talked about that in 2021 about what's happening in the, and when it, and cited the events in the United States Congress. But I'm going to tell you this. Some of you may wake up tomorrow morning and be shocked to find out what's going to happen in the Vatican, the royal family, and even the White House. We're in a governmental showdown in the land. Now, I'm not going to mess with your Middle Eastern Europe, because that's already a given as it relates to the chaos in those nations and countries. Now, people of God, please pray for Uganda. They got all of the gold, tons of it, and other countries won't end, and especially our country. Keep your eye focused and pray for that country. Because you must remember, in 2020, it must have been 2013 and 14. Let me go up back farther than that, maybe 2009, when Obama was president and Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State. They tried to go into that country and get them to support that homosexual movement. Uh-oh. Now somebody's going to get mad. And they refused, the president of that country refused to open up that portal to that force. And they put all them like sanctions on them. You can go check that out too, what's being revealed right now. So you know God's hand is on that region. God's hand is on it. Oh, one more thing. Let me end right here. One more thing. The president came back from Saudi Arabia. And you have to understand the deals that have been struck between the family of Ishmael now. And I already told you, everything is coming to the surface and is being revealed. And if a deal was struck concerning the oil industry, you can rest assured the metaphor for oil is the anointing. There are many leaders who have struck a deal for their anointing, for silver and gold. There's a showdown in the world. And for those who are believers, you're going to watch and see many people, because I told you it's going to be first natural and then spiritual. There is a showdown with many of us concerning the gifted people and the anointed people. and it's called the Sacred Wind of Change. So you will see a exiting out, not only from the Jesuit Order Catholic Church, but you're watching an exit out of many of the religious systems of the world. And some of you will see it in your own organization. You will see it in your denomination. You will see many things that you have not seen before. It is unprecedented time in the universe and earth realm of what we're watching, viewing, and seeing right now that's manifesting itself. So you must deal with that lying spirit in the land. You must deal with the deceptive practice in the land. You must deal with the traps that's been set in the land. You must deal with all of those entities that are in place. So brace yourself when you understand and see people who are with you and around you turn on you. Those shots are part of the turning point for the enemy to turn on you. And you will know what Prophet Lauryn Matthews says to you today. There's a track record of it happening. Because anytime you send governmental agents to my residence and then governmental agents following you on the airplane, you know you ain't on to something. You're revealing things right now. And those who are, who we call it on Clubhouse, the back room are people who are on your Clubhouse, but they sitting in the audience. The back room here on Facebook is people who have not touched the button like many of you are who make comments. They're sitting in the back room. And many of them are sitting in the back room listening to every word that I'm saying and speaking and revealing to you, and they're making a move on it. That's why when you watch the families, these princes, heirs to the Saudi family, you know there's something happening in the ancient bloodline of Ishmael bloodline. So brace yourself, people of God, because all of these things are being revealed now. It's being revealed now. And if I want to go on record, when Prince Charles took a million pounds from the Saudi family of Bin Laden in 2013, years later, you have to understand who his wife was with when she passed away in the 90s. It was a, let me leave that alone because I'm revealing a lot of stuff to you. So you better understand, saints of God, this thing is deeper than many people ever would think and understand in the earth realm. There's deals that have been struck, enemy, and those things are being revealed now in the earth realm. Clap your hand and say, bless the Lord. You're not going to be left out of what's being revealed. Please share this with everybody. Please reveal it to everybody. And the taste cannot be found of what happened to Princess Diana and that prince that was in the car. It cannot be found, say, people of God, even today. But 50 years later, all of what you're watching is manifesting itself. Now many of you, you understand all of the hell I'm going through on behalf of revealing these demonic spirits to you, and what I'm telling you is manifesting. It's not what I'm sharing with you. What I'm revealing to you are actual events
And I wouldn't be here and tell you to go back and Google it or watch it happen, because this month proved to you all that was going to resign. Prime Minister of what? Canada. I mean, of England. Prime Minister of Italy. Premier. Prime Minister of what? Israel resigned. And there were other prime ministers, many of you didn't even know, stepped down and resigned. So you are watching the revealing of the governmental showdown in the land. You already saw Bill Gates, what he said. He was sad. You already saw what Jeff Bezos did. He spent $500 million on a ship in the Mediterranean because he wanted to get out there with the marine realm. Then you already saw what the gentleman who owns those electric cars. Yeah, I know somebody could put his name up there. All of these people, it's coming to pass. At Bendy Bill. So you know what's being revealed now. And Chicago, brace yourself, because they knew what they were doing in that particular region for some of the people. Thank you, woman of God, Elon Musk. Thank you, somebody. Appreciate it. Thank you so much. Y'all follow me. Thank you so much. It's all coming to head. So in the month, as we leave this month, July, going into August, watch what's getting ready to manifest itself. And they doing everything in their power. Listen to this, saints. They doing everything in their power to keep the royal family, Mother Elizabeth, strong in this time. They're doing everything in their power to do it. Daniel, things were being revealed, all of it being revealed. It's all being revealed. So when the President of the United States, former President Trump, stood in front of the Episcopal building in 2020, and he held up that Bible in that June, and he held it up in the Episcopal building, it was saying to the world, this word. Now let me share this with you so you can all understand it. So many of you will not be lost. So I want you to understand that. When he stood in front of the Episcopal building, you can Google this, he was saying to all of the nine secret families of the world. That was June 2020. He was saying to them, I quote, everything in the Bible is being revealed. And even the encrypted codes that comes from the gospel called Christology, because there's a lot of codes in the Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the secrets. That's why they said Jesus died at age 33, the order of the Masonic, 33 degrees. Listen to this, people of God. When he did that, that was a sign to all of the high-ranking families of the world that you have a short window of what you've been hiding. It's been revealed, and everything is being biblically revealed. And that's why the people need a prophet in their life instead of all of these individuals that's trying to teach this word, and really they don't understand the cryptic codes of what the word is saying and what's being revealed to them from the word of God, because it's not infallible. It's a translation. The Bible is a translation of the word of God. So you will know and understand what's happening now. you will know what's going to be revealed. And I'm telling you, after 2021, Queen Elizabeth, I mean, after 2021, her husband, now listen to this, thank you, God. When Queen Elizabeth's husband died on April the 4th, at age 99 in 2021, when you flip it over, the ninth in his birthday was 6. If you flip his age over, it was 666. It was letting the world know that all of those signs of 6 feet distance, 6 feet apart, 6 feet away, was a symbol that it's classy now. That's why they told the people you could put the mask, you could take the mask off. They removed the sign because at the highest ranking level, that ancient spirit that operates through him almost a century ago, because it was 100 years ago, those ancient spirits, and I know some of y'all understand what I'm talking about, the Nephilim, the ancient spirits who were used, it was a showdown in the royal family. And still today, there's no king sitting on the actual seat in the royal family now. At this very moment, only Queen Elizabeth. And isn't it interesting? That even was forbidden. It needed to be a king. Because usually what would happen is when the king passes away, the queen would stay in position, but she would step down and let her son get in position, and the son's wife would get in position. But guess what? When he struck a deal back in 96 and 97 with the same family and took that £1 million in 2013, somebody has been exposed. And people of God, thank God you got a prophet in your life. All of these things were all part of that, those secret things being revealed. I told you, I'm not going to leave you ignorant concerning any of Satan's devices. See, I'm not going to leave you out concerning anything that is going on in the world and anything that's manifesting itself right now in the earth realm. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. It's already being revealed. And it's going to shock some of you now what's going to come out in our government. Now if you really want to, I can go on record to say this. Because the last time I talked on a Sunday morning, not this Sunday, several months ago, it happened the following morning. Keep your eyes braced. Keep your eyes open to what's going on. And that's why, isn't it interesting, they put a ban on assault weapons and all of these other things to try to throw you off. You saw what happened in those other cities. Brace yourself. The mysteria is everything is coming alive. And you, ma'am, you, sir, nothing will be hidden from you of what's getting ready to happen and what's getting ready to manifest. I want to really reveal one thing to many of you today, but it's very risky if I say this. But brace yourself, United States of America, because something is going to come out of this presidential circumstances that's going to literally divide many people around the world. And everyone know it except the ones that are in church who didn't compromise themselves for the filthy lucre that was given to them. All right, anybody got any questions? Let me read some of the notes. Of the people. Yeah. All right, thanks to God. It's time to, I'm closing.
give you an opportunity to be a blessing to the ministry and sow a seed into the work we're doing. Y'all been praying for me? You all been praying for me? Everybody been praying for me? Thank you so much. Those who have been keeping me lifted up in prayer, I appreciate your prayers and your support of our ministry. God has blessed us to reveal so many things to the world. Thank you for your prayers and your support to the ministry and to what I've been up against. Only the few who know my little circle know what I've been up against. And some people don't even fathom what I've been up against. So you all continue to keep me in your prayers, people of God. Be careful who you let get close to you in this season. I could tell that I could speak that for myself and for many people. Well, those of you, don't forget to join us at 11 o'clock in our sanctuary. There will be a powerful word from the Lord the Lord. So we're looking forward to seeing the men and women of God there. God is revealing some things to us, and you will be you'll be informed about it. If the lawsuit. No. Amen. What's going on in the land? All right. I bless the Lord for you on today. I want to give you an opportunity to be a blessing. We're entering into the new month. Tomorrow is a new month. Keep your eyes focused. Keep your mind focused on what is getting ready to happen. I'm telling you, many of you may wake up and in the morning and you may be surprised to see what will be coming to pass. Amen. All right, I'm going to give you an opportunity to be a blessing. Those of you who want to sow a seed into the ministry on today, you can do that today. Those who say, Prophet Matthew, I'm going to be a blessing as we go out of this month, I want you to call this seed that you're going to sow today. I'm trying to share something to the people of God, but I have to brace myself if I do this with you all. So that's why I'm stuck right here for a minute. But I want to give you an opportunity to be a blessing. Those of you who are following us today, I want to give you an opportunity to sow a seed into the ministry work that we're doing right now. We're going into the month of August, and I want to, hallelujah, thank you, Holy Ghost. Just continue to keep your eye on the president, the office of the president. Keep your eye on the royal family as well, but the president, your eye on these three major entities. I'm going to hold off right there. All right. I want to give you opportunity to sow a kingdom seed today for the coming into the month of August 2022, and the month of August 2022, preparing for those of you that Prophet Matthew, I'm going to sow the seed. I'll give you opportunity to do that today. I want those who will step out and sow a jubilee seed. I believe in the Lord for that jubilee seed. Those who said, I'm stepping out to sowing a kingdom seed today. You're sowing a kingdom seed today for the kingdom, kingdom 2022 seed. I want to give you an opportunity to do that. The jubilee seed, though, if you want to sow more, you can certainly do that. We appreciate it in advance, your seed. I'm saying this, keep me in your prayers, people of God. Those of you, please pray for me. I need the saints' prayers. All right, sow that seed today, that jubilee seed of $50. If five people will sow the $100 seed, that will be a tremendous blessing. You can do that now. We've been sharing even on our clubhouse with our good friend, our colleague, Dr. Sims over there. We had a powerful time on today sharing the word of God. Join us in our sanctuary as well. If you're in the Chicagoland area, join us today at 11 a.m. for a powerful word from the Lord. There will be some powerful things that will be revealed in our service, and there will be some powerful things that I will be doing in our service. So we're looking to see you in the building, in the place. All right, you're going to sow that Jubilee seed today. You can do it via Cash App at MoneySign, RFPIN, or Zelle at WeRestoreYou, the letter U, at yahoo.com. You can do it via PayPal for the Ryan Matthews Ministries over there. Your donation is all tax deductible. We appreciate it in advance for your seed that you will be sowing into the ministry on today. I thank you. Or you can go to our website at WeRestoreYou, the letter U, at yahoo.com. I'm blessing the Lord for it on today. Thank you, woman of God. Thank you, man of God, for sowing that seed on today. I'm telling you, people of God, brace yourself for what's getting ready to manifest itself in this up and coming month. And I even sense this. I sense something getting ready to happen as it relates to a high-ranking military officer. I don't know, like a general, a high-ranking. There's getting ready to be something. You're going to know this is going to be a high-level, high-ranking military person in the United States government, like a general. Something's getting ready to happen. I don't know if it's going to deal with the Joint Chief of Staff. Something is going to be assigned in the high-ranking level of government. I don't know if it's the, if it's even going to be the Secretary of Defense. You're going to hear about it, people of God. So brace yourself. All right. Go ahead and sow that seed. Oh, good God. I'm telling you, we ain't seen nothing yet. So sow that seed today. I appreciate it in advance. Do it via Cash App, MoneySign, RFPIM, Zelle, at WeRestoreYou, the letter U, at yahoo.com. I appreciate your seed in advance. You can go to the website and sow that seed as well at WeRestoreYou, the letter U, .org. Amen. We thank you in advance. You can follow those instructions down there. Aretha Bryan is my administrator there. She's been under attack, too. I'm under attack, too. And those in my circle, they've been under attack as well. We when you control sound, you control a presence in that frequency. So everything outside of that sound will try to keep confusion going. But bless the Lord. We thank God for you on today. All right, people of God, continue to stay in that place of the Lord. Those who are following us over in the blog, keep those dates, keep that information intact. We continue to pray for you, you and you on today. Ooh. Oh, praise God. Well, look at that. Look at Brother Kelvin. Thank you, man of God. The general is stepping down. Wow. My God, I'm telling you, so many things are happening, and it's being revealed, people of God. You haven't seen nothing yet. When things are being revealed, amen, hallelujah. Well, we bless the Lord for the people of God. We thank God for you on today. Amen. All right, go ahead and sow that seed today. Thank you in advance for those who are sowing that that kingdom seed, those who are stepping out to sow the $100 seed. We bless you in advance for your support. We thank you for your prayers, and I thank you for your support in this season. My God, I honor the Lord for you all today. God bless you, Sister Jeanette. Caleb Palmer, bless you, woman of God. Now y'all don't want to pull a prophetic out this morning. I feel like a prophetic word is hitting my belly for a few people on today. But certainly we want to give you the opportunity to be able to sow that seed. This is a word for this person here. This is a word for you. And I don't know your name. Your name is Dorothy Daniel. Dorothy Daniel, bless you on today. This is a word for you, Dorothy Daniel, and you can share this and share with others. I hear the word of the Lord God says, there's some major things that are turning in your favor, and I hear the word change. I even see some things that you put before the Lord as it relates to your family. There's some things that God is doing in you right now. I'm even looking at some healing going on. There's some healing going on, and I hear the word restoring. There's some things that God is restoring within you at this very moment. Even as you came into this prophetic atmosphere, there's some thing atmosphere right now. There's some things that the Holy Spirit is doing right now for your life. And the Lord said, tell you that prepare yourself for what I'm doing in the family. And think it not strange, the warfare that you had to go through over the last, I'm looking at 6 to 7 weeks, the stronghold of the last 6 to 7 weeks of your life, of what you had to deal with. The Lord is moving on your behalf. Continue to stay in that place in the strength of God. Sister Taylor, this is a word for you. My good friend, bless you and your family. Sister Jeanette Taylor, there's some things that the Lord is doing right now in your body, woman of God. I even see some lower extremities the Lord is doing for you in this season. I hear the word of the Lord. God said, you've been talking to the Lord about your health. There's some things that he's doing as it relates to your health. And I hear the Lord said, restoring. The Lord said, tell you, I'm not only restoring, but I'm doing some things in the inner immune system, your inner immune system. I'm doing some things right now, says the Spirit of the Lord God. And he said, I'm giving you the strength that you need in the midst of all that you've been through. I'm looking at something in the last 11 years. God is moving on you. Hey, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord is moving right now. I even feel a healing presence of God. You feel something. I don't know what's going on in your shoulder. I'm sensing in the shoulder, even concerning your blood pressure, bloodstream. The Lord is touching you right now. I feel a miracle is happening even as I'm talking right now for somebody. There's a supernatural move that's happening right now. There's somebody this very moment that you, this is one person have some issues concerning their marriage right now. God is turning this matter around. And I hear the Lord said, I'm giving you peace in your home. I'm giving you peace in your home. Your request that you ask God to move on, I'm giving you peace in your home. There's another individual. You've been dealing with an issue concerning a relationship. You were at a very pivotal time in this relationship. I don't know what it was. The enemy let the devil, thank you, Holy Ghost. You were at a very powerful time in your relationship, and you were right there on the edge of something getting ready to miraculously happen, and the enemy came in and interrupted that moment. I'm telling you, like any day. It's literally like you were in the month of August, where your whole life, all of the years that you went through, turned around. Like overnight, the enemy came in to attack that part of the relationship. But I prophesy back into that area that God will move over you and move over you in that area this day in Jesus' mighty name, that the hand of God will move over you in that area in the name of the Lord. You be strengthened today. You be strengthened today. You be strengthened today in this particular area, because the enemy is trying to cause major confusion for some of you at this very moment, major confusion for your life this very moment. So be strong in God at this very moment for what the Lord is releasing to you right now. There's a person you dealing with, and this is for somebody right now. There's a person you dealing with issues concerning your sinuses, but you trying to shake this tension in your head. You've been carrying this tension. The reason you're carrying this tension is because where you live at, there's some lead. Listen to me. There's some lead in that house. There's some lead in your children. You wonder why the kids and things are going on with concerning your kids and things. There's some lead that's released. It's been some things released through the vents. There's some things being released. I don't know who this for. You can go and get a lead specialist to come in, and you're going to find out some things. You're wondering why things are happening. It's happening because of the lead There's a lot of lead being loosed in the house, and it's been causing some attacks in the family, and you don't even know where it's coming from, but there's some lead being loosed in that in the house. It's been loosed in the house so you can protect your family, so the sickness you have, you might even have a lawsuit, but it's a lot of lead being released, and things are happening concerning your family and your children. I speak prophetically the strength of God over you and the strength of God over your family today in the name of the Lord. We're celebrating those who have an anniversary, and may the Lord guide you and keep you is my prayer today. Please today, man, please today, woman of God, sow that seed, be a blessing today. Some of you who've been following me for months, weeks, and years, you haven't had the opportunity to do that, but I want to encourage you and admonish you today to sow that seed right now, today. The information is on the screen there. I'm telling you, people of God, brace yourself now going into to the month of August, going up, and I'm seeing something around the 6th and 7th of the month of August of this month, of this year. We're leaving out on a high note in a powerful place in the kingdom of God. Stay in that place of God's hand on your life. Please brace yourself for what's coming in the land. Amen. All right. We appreciate you. Stay in the place of the Lord. Stay encouraged. We'll see you, those who will be with that. Amen. We're going to be believing God for you. Amen. Amen. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Amen. Bless the Lord. Thank you for that word. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. All right. Have a phenomenal day. We'll talk to you soon. And Shalom in your court is my prayer for you on today. God bless you. Follow me with Drive By with the Prophet as well. We may be coming back later on and release the word from the Lord. All right. We'll see you guys in our 11 a.m. worship at your prayer. Bless you on today. And then you're here in administrative with the bride. God bless everybody.
Join Prophet Lerone Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to Lerone Matthews on Facebook and Lerone Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet Lerone Matthews. Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet Lerone Matthews.
The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet Lerone Matthews.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. Lerone Matthews, Ph.D.
Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. By Dr. Lerone Matthews, Ph.D. Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy. Coming soon.
Coming soon.
The book is now available.
The book is now available.
The ultimate read. Prophet Dr. Lerone Matthews, Ph.D. presents
Love,
The Unfinished Chapter, the brand new read by Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. It's available now. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter with a very special foreword by the late great Bishop Rance Allen. Available now. You can purchase your book at WeRestoreYou.org.
That's WeRestore, the letter U.org.
On Amazon.com, or you can call area code 708-825-1988.
Area code 708-825-1988.
For an autographed copy, order from WeRestoreYou.org. Order today. Get ready to enjoy the latest from Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Order your copy.
Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.WeRestoreYou.org. That's WeRestore, the letter U.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.